Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay.
SRV, ladies and gentlemen, the very late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan brings us back in 7-10 on Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with me. Especially when I get a chance to bring you our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Grace Marie Turner, Galen Institute. Galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org is that website. But Grace Marie, thanks again, by the way. Thanks again for spending yet another visit with us, talking to us about what we need to know to be prepared for the onslaught, for the specter, for the scourge of Obamacare. Folks, I mean that. I mean that wholeheartedly. I mean that with all my heart. It's frightening to me. It's sickening to me to see the negative impact that law has had and is hardly even in effect yet. Grace Marie, I know there's another website that you want to tell the folks about.
Yes, we have a new website called ObamacareWatch.org, altogether, ObamacareWatch.org, where we are really tracking the most important stories and developments on this health law. For example, you'll find articles about this the New York Fed's study of the impact on employers of Obamacare. We talk about the court cases. We talk about the impact on patients and doctors and physicians. So it's a really good way to get a big picture overview, but we pick the best, what we think are the best and most important studies and commentaries and news stories at ObamacareWatch.org. So thank you, Jim.
Isn't it going to be interesting to see, one of the things I predicted in my 2014 predictions, January 1, Grace Marie, was that Democrats would become, that Obama would be persona non grata in their districts, in their states, that they would be running from him as if he were, had the plague or something. That's actually starting to happen already.
That's right. He's not getting a lot of invitations. You notice that when he does a campaign event, it's to a very selective audience, and oftentimes it's school children.
If he's in a city that's the city of a Democrat incumbent who's running for a re-election, that person doesn't even show up.
But they say, I'm sorry, he just has a previous commitment and he just
they're so busy. thing is, what is this? Isn't it a sad commentary that this is how politics has become? Talk to us about what you think is going to happen over the next 4 or 5 months for small business owners, but also not just for small business owners, but from an electoral standpoint, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, people need to continue to let their elected officials know the impact of this law on their lives and on their businesses.
Phone calls, they still. Phone calls still matter.
Call their offices and let your state elected officials, not your state representatives and state senators know. Get engaged in the political debate. If there's a town hall meeting, go and tell your story, that you can't grow, that you can't hire new employees, that your health insurance costs have gone up. Remember that quote, maybe Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, one of the founding fathers, that said the only way for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. And the only way that this law is going to continue to go forward is if people don't speak up and let it be known. Yes, we want people to get health insurance and subsidies, but we don't need to destroy our economy and our health sector in the process, and that's what we're doing.
Right. And by the way, that was Edmund Burke who said that, and that's a wonderful quote. I use it all the time, and I tell, that's what I tell small business owners all the time. The only way for people to prevail is for you and me to just sit on our backsides and say, well, I guess that's, c'est la vie. We can't do that. Grace Marie, this is why I've been saying for a long time, small business owners have got to find a way to get organized around politics that matter to us. And see, I don't care whether you're an environmentalist, whether you're pro-life or pro-choice. That part doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that we have an environment where our small businesses can grow and we can serve our customers. And right now, we don't have that.
Right. That's exactly right. And I think that everybody is, I think, Jim, just so overwhelmed by what's happening in the world and just the horror of all of it, that we just think, oh, my goodness, I can't make an impact. But if we don't try on those things that we know about and let our voices be heard, then we are giving in to all of this. And that's not America. We can't do that. We must continue to work and have our voices heard.
We have to have leadership. Somebody has to be a leader. We haven't had that. And we also have to all believe, something I believe very much, and I know you do too, that America is exceptional.
Right.
Grace Marie, thank you for being here. Good job today. Gator.org, folks. Don't forget to, and ObamaWatch.org. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.